This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is focusing on mental health services and increasing security at schools following the murder of 19 children and two adults in South Texas this week. President Biden is focusing on pushing Congress to stand up to lobbyists from the firearms industry and firearms enthusiasts. Over the last two decades, groups such as the National Rifle Association and Gun Owners of America have far outspent gun control advocates, but groups that support new rules for firearms have other tools. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Gun control organizations have been spending more in recent years. Sheila Krumholtz is executive director of Open Secrets, which monitors money in politics.
In terms of lobbying, gun control groups spent $2.3 million in 2019. That's the most they'd ever spent in a single year. And they've spent more than $2 million in each of the last 2 years since then.
Krumholtz says there have also been some new entrants on the gun control side, with more resources, including a group founded by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg called Every Town for Gun Safety,
which has spent millions of dollars in recent years. They really make up the bulk of the increased spending by gun control groups recently.
That said, gun control groups are still at a big disadvantage. Over the last few years, gun rights groups have spent over five times as much on lobbying as gun control groups. Law professor Adam Winkler at UCLA says many gun control organizations have been trying to focus their spending on states where gun reform legislation is more likely to pass.
We've seen a number of states restrict military-style assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and adopt red flag laws, making it easier to take guns away from someone who is in the midst of a crisis.
In recent years, gun control advocates have also been pressuring corporations to cut ties with gun rights groups. Alan Rostron is a professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and a former attorney with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. He says that can be effective.
It raises awareness of the issue and makes some corporations sort of think about what they're supporting and what they're doing.
Still, that's not the same as passing gun reform laws at the federal level. Rostron says gun control advocates might have more success lobbying Congress to fund more research on gun violence.
There's always been pretty good data on the number of deaths from firearms, but not very good data on non-lethal injuries. How many are there, for example?
And while Congress has been funding some research in recent years, Rostron says it could certainly do more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.